The U.S. Drought Mitigation Center issues its weekly status report every Thursday, and if you look at the recent maps, just one week, in one week, much of Arkansas shifted from severe drought to extreme, with portions of the Arkansas River Valley listed as exceptional, which experts say occur perhaps only once every 50 years.
But it's definitely one of the epicenters of the core most intense parts of the drought in the United States right now.
Mark Svoboda is a climatologist with the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Yeah, well, what we've seen is really a quick transition in general from virtually no drought, say even just 3 months ago, the beginning of April, to now where you're seeing currently 99, almost 100% of the state in some form of drought. And as you mentioned, the two worst categories on the weekly drought map, the extreme and exceptional categories, we're seeing 71% of the state in those. And I think a lot of that is due to a couple factors. One, we didn't get as quite as much moisture as we'd like to have seen to recharge the soil back in the late winter, early spring months. We also had a hot start to the spring, and then we saw this heat wave on top of a 30 to 60 day sort of dry spell. And it just was, all the conditions were there to just really cause a rapid onset drought, which we liken to the term flash drought.
And this flash drought is expected to intensify as summer progresses. But we're not alone. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has declared 26 states natural disasters due to drought. And on July 11th, 69 counties in Arkansas were designated as disaster areas, which will provide financial aid to struggling farmers and ranchers. But what about the state's drinking water supply? Jeff Stone is director of engineering, overseeing public drinking water supplies with the Arkansas Department of Health, the primacy agency for the Safe Drinking Water Act.
Many water systems right now in the state, we're aware of 40 or 50 or so that have issued at least voluntary conservation request to their customers, and many times those are due to the hot weather demands from the individual customers starting to make a real impact on water tank levels in a distribution system. And so what you'll see typically, water systems will first voluntarily or ask for a voluntary compliance with some conservation measures.
But if things progress, voluntary measures will give way to mandatory directives and possible fines. Some rural water associations may even, by right, lock out noncompliant customers, Stone said. Last week, some rural water suppliers did run low. In Newton County, customers along the Mockingbird Hill, Deer, Wayne and Water Association, and the Nail Swain Water Association systems failed. After a water pump broke, a tanker truck filled with drinking water was brought in by the National Guard to fill buckets and pickup truck poly tanks. But other parts of the state are also heat-stressed. Arkansas Department of Health Drinking Water Supply Chief Engineer Jeff Stone.
In the case of more towards central Arkansas, the Maumelle water system here in Pulaski County suffered the loss of a well or partial function of a well, and it's issued mandatory conservation.
Drinking water reservoirs such as Beaver Lake in northwest Arkansas are also slowly draining. James Allison is office manager of the Carroll Boone Water District.
There's plenty of reserves in the lake, and we're not in a panic yet, so we're able to supply all our member cities with water without any problems or interruptions.
Located in western Carroll County near Beaver Dam, the drinking water facility draws and treats more than 7 million gallons of water per day delivered to customers over a two-county area. Beaver Lake's capacity is 1,133 feet. Right now, it's around 1,114 feet.
Our lowest intake level is 1,066. We have six different levels that we can take out of the water. And right now, our first level is right about out of water. So we have five more depths that we can go down to. So it would have to be below 1,066 or below before we're in a real bind.
The lowest the reservoir has ever dropped is 1,092 feet back in 1997, just 30 feet shy of the bottom intake. If things progress, Carroll Boone as well as other water districts in the state, will have to issue either voluntary or mandatory conservation directives to member cities to convey to residents. Now, Beaver Lake is replenished by rainwater, James Allison said, but principal sources of groundwater in North Arkansas come from the massive Ozark Aquifer, which lies beneath several states. In Carroll and Boone counties, drillers tend to tap around and into the aquifer's water-rich Rubidoux sandstone formation, which data show can yield in some places as much as 100 to 300 gallons per minute. Only a handful of highly skilled water well drillers operate in that region, supported by a half dozen water well pump suppliers, such as Doss and Patty Water Service, in business 3 miles south of Berryville. Operator Kent Patty.
It's your lower elevations. You can pick up Rubidoux water at 400 feet in this county. And then, like I say, the ridges, especially around Eureka Springs, you're going 900 plus feet, close to 11, sometimes 1100, to get to that sand.
How's your water?
My water's wonderful.
It's good, huh?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Sweet.
Well, it is. Now, I'm here at about 1250 feet or something like that, and I have a Rubidoux well.
Kent Patty knows from water wells, working alongside his father, who started the business back in 1966. Seated on the front porch next to a limestone birdbath filled with Rubidoux well water, Kent Patty says the drought has been awful, but it's just now only starting to affect business.
Actually, not that much yet. There's a couple of problem areas in this county. Mainly poultry growers.
The typical broiler house requires as much as 100,000 gallons of water to raise one flock of chickens, five times the amount of an average swimming pool. Kent Patty says he's on call 24/7 for poultry farmers during the drought, and farmers tend to be more mindful of their wells out of necessity, but Kent Patty says most homeowners are not.
People don't seem to pay enough attention to their water systems. They take it for granted. As long as the water's flowing, the door stays shut.
Kent Patty says the typical Ozarks well produces more than twice the amount of water that's drawn out. But during a prolonged drought, water withdrawn from the ground at a faster rate than is being replenished by surface rains or subsurface water tables can create a so-called cone of depression, leading to a well going dry. So what are those signs?
High electricity bills, dingy water, spitting of air at the faucet, the high electricity meaning, you know, that your pump is running more than normal. It's struggling for water. That kind of thing. Anything out of the ordinary.
Measures such as lowering the pump deeper into the borehole can help, if possible, or reboring the well deeper are prophylactic against drought. But without documentation, that can prove tricky.
You're working in the dark. You don't know what's down there. If you don't have any records and you know, you're working in the dark, it's quite a lot of work just to figure out if you have more well and you can lower your pump. It's time consuming and costly. So information is very important.
Which gives rise to a word of warning. Never pay a tanker truck operator to recharge a failing water well by trying to inject water into the borehole. Could damage the casing, the electric pump, or worst case, contaminate your drinking water. But climatologists say if we can hold on, we will likely get a break. Again, National Drought Climatologist Mark Svoboda.
Well, long range, what we're hoping to see, and right now the cards are starting to turn in that favor. We came off of two consecutive La Nina winters where we expected to see warmer, drier type winters, which kind of can make you more susceptible going into the new year, the growing season. We're in a neutral stage right now, which is good. We've broken that La Nina. And right now, it looks like most of the models are in agreement that we're going to switch over into a El Nino instead of La Nina. And El Nino is typically a more favorable moisture pattern for the southern U.S. over the winter and fall period into early next year. And if that's the case, maybe we'll start to see a way of breaking this drought, because right now it doesn't look very favorable in the short or near term. So near term looks hot and dry, but maybe more long term if we transition into El Nino, so keep your eyes and ears open for that, that may be the bearer of good news for a change.
In the meantime, feel free to practice voluntary water conservation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.